Hello, and welcome to Why Do Agile Transformations Fail, the podcast that aims to answer the question, why do agile transformations fail? And I've been talking to a lot of people out here in San Diego, and this is the last one I'm doing in San Diego. It's a bit of a shame, really, but it's been an awesome 3 days. And I'm joined by someone who I first saw in London back in 2015, talking about agile in HR, which was a whole new area for me at the time. And really inspired a lot of my thinking in the area, so it's awesome to get to speak to you. Fabiola, how's it going?
It's good, great. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Awesome, fantastic. So can you introduce yourself? What do you do? What's your interest?
Sure. My name is Fabiola Aholzer. As you can hear from my accent, I'm not American. I'm not British either. Mm-hmm. I'm from Switzerland, but I live in New York, and I work with an awesome company called Just Leading Solutions, and we're a consultancy for Agile HR. So we're in the business of disrupting human resources.
Awesome. So how does that work? How does Agile move into HR? Does it work?
Oh, it absolutely works. And what we do is that we work with HR departments across the globe and help them embrace that new thinking, that new way of working. And we see that Agile is establishing itself as the new way of working. And even if you work for a company who is not an IT shop or doesn't have that many Agile teams, the thinking behind it, the values behind it are going to stay. And HR embraces it. And we talk about values like trusting people, respect for people and the individuality, empower people, and those are strong messages for HR.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess there are two sections to it then. There's taking Agile into the practice of HR, and there's changing HR to allow Agile to be a thing as well. And they're almost two separate things, possibly.
Absolutely, they are, because HR has a challenge that other disciplines don't have as much. So we are looking at HR as an organization. So how do we bring Agile practices like Scrum and Kanban and other Agile practices to an HR department and help them work and deliver value in an HR manner? But then it's all about HR as discipline. So how do we translate all those values in the way we help the organization, we help people grow and thrive.
Yeah, and how difficult is that? Because, I mean, I see, just at a quick glance, a lot of problems with traditional HR. Individual performance assessments, for example, when you're making the team accountable for delivery, you're setting people up against each other, you know, right down to hiring decisions where, you know, should the team be involved in hiring rather than that being outsourced? Performance bonuses, potentially hugely damaging to this. How much does HR need to change to let agile transformation really work?
HR has a huge way to go, and HR has never faced such a big transformation as it is facing now. And if we look at it, the term HR was first used in 1897, and a lot of the thinking still comes from that era. So sometimes it's not just about bringing HR from the 20th century to the 21st one, it's sometimes even bringing them from the 19th to the 21st century. And things like trusting people, it's hard. It's easy to say, of course, we believe in people, we trust people, but it's not that easy to walk the talk.
No, completely. So what challenges do you find when you're doing this with on the ground with real people? If an agile transformation is to work, it has to extend into places like HR. Is it easier doing it with HR than with other places, do you think? Is it more difficult? Do they have any concept of what it is?
It's both. So it's easier because HR gets people. HR is passionate about people. They want to build great, inspiring places of work for people. So they get that side. But it's also hard because of what we call the Douglas effect.
All right.
So Douglas is the worst employee that you can imagine. Okay. So it's that one person who embodies all the bad stuff, that bad behavior. It's the thief, the crook, the slacker, the tattletale. It's everyone knows someone.
Knows a Douglas.
Who's like that. And in HR, we try to keep Douglas in check. So all our policies and procedures are done with keeping keeping Douglas in the mind when we do HR.
Interesting. But Douglas shouldn't exist in an agile team.
Douglas shouldn't exist, Douglases sometimes do exist. And the question is, how do we deal with Douglas? And quite often, we don't deal with him. We let him be because we are scared of legal implications. We are scared to have that honest discussion, and we're scared of reprimands.
And how much should the team in Agile be taught to deal with Douglas? How much does this be, rather than this being an HR issue you outsource, HR teaches the team to deal with Douglas themselves?
Yes, the team deals with Douglas themselves, but it's also task of the leader of the team. It's task of the agile coach to deal with Douglas and help solve the situation and solve the problem before it escalates. And here is the thing that we don't take into consideration when we talk about Douglas. That one bad apple, that one bad person affects every single person who's directly or indirectly linked to Douglas. And we know from surveys that the performance of those people is reduced by 25% to 33%.
Right.
And that's a huge figure that we don't take into consideration. So it's not just about Douglas and his salary. It's really about the loss in morale, the loss in performance that we have to take into consideration.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting one, because I've always been of the belief there is fundamental good in everybody. Everyone has this beauty within them. And I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago about it and saying, you know, if someone's underperforming, if someone's causing problems in the team, I want to coach them and help them get better. And he just kind of went, well, have you got time in your life? How many years have you got left on the planet? How long does it take to fix each person? Do you have time to do that? Or actually, sometimes you just need to make the call, they're going, and that's it.
I absolutely agree with you. People are intrinsically motivated and they want to be part of something great, but maybe your team is not the right fit for that specific person. And if you realize that that's the case, then help them transition to another team.
Yeah.
Give them a setting, an environment where they can actually thrive.
And how would you make that call? Because for me, that feels really, really a risky call to be making if you get it wrong. You know.
It's not a risky call in the sense that we have an honest discussion and an upfront discussion. So this is this respect for individuals and individuality that we talk to Douglas and say, hey, listen, let's see, what motivates you? What do you thrive on? And then we find a place for Douglas where he can thrive. And either it's within our organization or it may be with a different organization. So we help Douglas make the transition.
And that's really interesting, because you're respecting that everybody's awesome potentially, but you're actually really servant leading them by helping them find their place in the world. You're helping them develop and grow as people.
Absolutely. And as agile teams, you also have to embrace that diversity of thought. To make sure that we become an interdisciplinary team and that we embrace different ideas and different opinions, because we can thrive on that.
Yeah. So looking at it from the other perspective then, HR actually adopting Agile as the way they work themselves. How is that? How do you find that goes down amongst HR people?
It certainly changes, as it is for anyone who's worked in another setting. But Agile is like a catching fire. So once you're in it, you don't want to go back. It's sometimes we say we see the light, because it's so much fun working in an agile team. You collaborate, you talk, it's inspiring, and you don't want to go back to other ways of working anymore.
Do they get it though? Because I've done agile in lots of places outside of IT, and actually I kind of enjoy that more to some degree. And some places they're so waterfall, they're so process driven that if you take them something like Kanban and go, we're just going to optimize generally, they don't know what to do. If you take them to Scrum, they go, cool, we get it, here's the new process. And you go, yes, it's not entirely the new process, but cool, if that's what you want to call it, it's a new process. What do they take to more? Do they like being given a thing to do, or do they like being just given transparency and self-organization?
They like to be empowered.
Right.
So what we do is we teach them in this new way of working. We explain to them why we want to go that road. But then they get a voice in it. So they get the option to choose whether or not they want to be on the team. We do a couple of iterations to show how it actually works. So let them experience it. But then they get a vote to say, do they want to stay on?
Cool.
Or give the spot to someone else who wants to try it out. And that really catches on, because it's not just something is happening to me, but I have a voice and I can make a decision for myself.
You can self-organize around it, sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Interesting. So how much do you see what you do getting brought into agile transformations? Agile transformation right now is a very big, expensive, valuable area. And I sometimes think the HR stuff just doesn't even get thought about, let alone brought in. Do you think that's changing?
It's absolutely changing, especially the more advanced the agile transformation is, the more people topics get on the table.
Right.
And we have to address it. If we talk about collaboration, but then we have individual bonuses, it just doesn't work. So we have to make sure that we walk the talk. And the more advanced teams are in the agile transformation, the more they feel the need to address that. And HR is your secret to business agility. So make no mistake, HR is going to go that way, and they're going to help you embrace agility on a completely different level.
So even if they don't think of it at the start of their transformation, eventually they will run into enough issues that they go, wait, we need to do something about this.
Absolutely. And HR is already trying to solve these issues because they realize it's all about collaboration. They realize it's about consumerization of HR, creating that experience for our customers, which are our employees. So they are passionate about that. They don't label it Agile because they may or may not have heard about Agile, but they are passionate about that. And if we can find our way together, then we're a powerful team.
Awesome. And like I say, this podcast is called sort of Why Agile Transformations Fail and What You Can Do to Prevent It. What patterns do you see if you go into an organization, you see certain behaviors, what patterns do you make you go, oh, this is going a bit wrong, or conversely make you go, cool, there's something good going on here? What are your kind of the things you look for that are good and bad?
We find that it takes a strong agile coach to make it happen, because just training HR and then telling them off you go, do that whenever you have time, it's not going to cut it. But if they get the support and the help to actually translate all those values and principles and guide their journey, they are all for it, and they can be successful.
Right, so it's having someone in there on the ground to help out with it, kind of thing.
Absolutely, because as you mentioned before, you have to, Agile is not always easy because it's such a different thinking from the way we learned it at business school, from the way we've always done it in business, and just saying we trust people to make the right decision, and we're not going to have expense allowances anymore, or we're going to make salaries transparent and have different career pathing models. It's scary.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We need to do scenario planning and to give them the sense of, okay, what could happen and how would we address it, and then start iterating.
So your work's getting pretty busy these days. You're seeing more and more of this happening.
Absolutely. And we see so many great HR teams who are really passionate about making change and making the lives of their employees better. And it's a very rewarding space to be in.
Awesome. It feels a lot easier than some places that are trying to transform at the moment, certainly. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm very happy and very, very fortunate that I can work with HR teams who really embrace that and want to make change happen.
Fantastic. So everyone gets a plug. Everyone gets to plug something they're interested in. If people want to find out more about you and your work, I know you do a lot of talking around the world, a lot of speaking. How can people find out more?
Absolutely. I have a website for Just Leading Solutions, and we have a couple of white papers on there. We have articles, interviews, we have podcasts on there, webinars. So please feel free to reach out. You find me easily on the web. You can just reach out to me or one of my colleagues and place your questions.
Fantastic. I've got some people I think I'll be pointing in your direction straight away. Awesome. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
It was a pleasure. Thank
you. Definitely. Cool. And keep fighting the good fight. I think it's really important, this one.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Awesome.